This is another one of our stapling interviews at the Edinburgh Fringe, and it's even better because what this person is stapling on to her flyers is a hidden gem from Fringe of You. I'm joined by
Miranda Prague.
Let's have that sound again.
Hang on.
We're putting another hidden gem flyer. And this is for This Is Just Who I Am, and Miranda's written this and also performs in it. And I'm just going to... What's interesting, what you've written. So we said on Fringe Review, utterly hilarious, charming, funny and darkly comic, highly recommended. We also said a very memorable piece which will stick in the mind long after other shows have been confined to brain dust. Wow. And we've given it a hidden gem because we think that more seats need to be filled for this work. So tell us why it's a hidden gem, Miranda.
I have had some quite small audiences, for example, the night that this reviewer came, but they're very appreciative audiences. They seem to find it very funny. It's a show, a sort of satirical comedy about the things we do to make other people see us the way we want them to. I kind of satirise myself or a person like me, so it's self-parody.
And that's going on at the fringe a lot in this world of PR, isn't it? And the images everyone are putting out.
Oh, I think so, definitely, yeah. So it's sort of about a person who's desperate to be seen as cool and fun and well-informed and a good feminist and all of these things, but perhaps getting it slightly wrong each time, which I think somebody... That's something that a lot of us have sort of anxiety about. I think a lot of people can probably relate to.
So when did the idea come about?
It came about... I think about a year and a half ago. I remember having the idea one night at about 3 a.m. and then I started thinking about it and couldn't sleep for a long time. I think one of the initial things that gave me the idea was sort of frustration with the way social media has infiltrated our lives and sort of things I saw a lot of people doing on social media, which were all designed to have a very specific effect. And then I sort of broadened that idea out into the things that we do all the time, not just on social media, also in the flesh as well.
And what do you do with an idea that you wake up in the middle of the night having? What happened when you woke up the next morning?
Well, I was quite tired because I'd lain awake for quite a long time thinking about the idea. I think I wrote it down that night when I had it because I knew I would forget it otherwise. And then it just kind of, I was going to say festered, but that's not the right word. It sort of was just in my head for a while, sort of ruminating on it. And then I started writing one day, and I wrote quite a lot to begin with. And then it was a bit longer before I actually started doing something with what I'd written.
Do you think that, actually, even though people think they can, that when they create these avatars online... that they can't actually handle them?
What you mean, like they create a monster and then it escapes? I think so. Although I think the sort of thing I'm talking about is it's very self-aware. Like people know exactly what they're doing. People are doing things for a very specific reason, to be seen in a very specific way. But then, of course, you know, once you put something online... it'll be there forever and you don't know what might happen to it in the future, I suppose, or how it might be construed by other people.
It's quite a big decision then to decide to bring this alone, solo, to the fringe. Was there a moment when you said, no, this has to be just me on the stage?
Yes, I think... Well, the idea was always for a solo show.
Okay.
And I think it kind of has to be because it is a very self-aware show. It's sort of... because it's about... performance as an identity, identity as a performance, and it's kind of a performance pretending not to be a performance, so it's very much about that one person on the stage being just who they are, or so they claim.
So has performing it here had an impact on your sense of self?
I think so, yeah, because it's quite a strange one to perform, because I'm kind of pretending... I'm being a person who's very close to myself, but a little bit different. And I think because I'm pretending that I'm not being a character. A lot of people believe that I'm not being a character and that it is just a show about me, which is not really what I intended, but I guess that's the risk I'm taking if I'm telling people that I am just being me. Why wouldn't they believe me?
I guess that means that some people that believe they're seeing you and some people that believe it's a character are having different experiences of the show.
Yeah, I think so. Because I think some people do think it's a character and they get that it's a parody and they find it funny, but then others think that I'm just being very honest and sort of laying myself bare, and I've had some people come up to me and say, oh, you're so brave afterwards. And I think, yeah, they do have quite different experiences.
Are you sleeping well?
Well, actually, I had another idea for my next show the other day.
Right.
And again, it was at another 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm quite excited about it. So I keep thinking about it, and that keeps keeping me awake longer than it should.
I suppose the reason I ask that is that I've interviewed quite a lot of solo performers that bring different material about identity and about self and about social issues. And for some, and they didn't expect it, it unravels them a bit.
Yeah, it is quite intense. And because it's only you, it feels quite personal. And there's no one to share in the emotions. Like, because the Fringe is quite an emotional roller coaster. Like, some of the time you feel really great, like you had a really great audience, had a good review, and you feel like everything's going really well. And then you might have a smaller audience the next day and feel a bit rubbish, and at those moments, you know, it would be good to have some other people to share in that with you. So it is, yeah, it's quite intense doing it alone, but it's good fun.
So finally, what have you most learned?
What have I most learned? I have learned that you can't always tell what people in the audience are thinking. Actually, this review was one of the things that made me realise that, because the person who wrote the review, I thought they hated it. He looked like he wasn't enjoying it very much, but then he wrote a really nice review about it.
I think that's sometimes called thinking.
Yeah. I think because it is supposed to be funny, and so when people are laughing, that's a very obvious audience response. But I think I have to keep reminding myself that that's not the only valid response, and you know, so people can still be enjoying something if they're not obviously laughing or enjoying it outwardly.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Miranda Prague. The show's called This Is Just Who I Am. So, potential audience, who do you think you are?